OG Podcast Network presents.
Welcome to Fireside. First off, welcome to Fireside. We'll be talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mitch's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, the movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here we get choose. Even a superhero fight club, we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features. And either listen by weekly or you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Mr. Maurer. And with me, as always, are my wonderful sidekicks. First, Mr. P Features.
Hello, cellular data.
And with always is Mr. Baby Huey.
Beep you.
That doesn't work for you.
No, it doesn't. What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, so Menti's not here.
Yeah.
He's at home sitting on the toilet with a bucket in front of him. So we wish you well. We didn't want him to infect Fireside Studios.
Again.
Yeah.
Last time he got sick, we all went down hard with the flu, and it was disgusting, so...
Yeah, that did go around, didn't it?
We told him to stay home. Menti, if you're listening to this, we did change the code to the door, so you'll no longer be able to come in. It was nice knowing you, but it's my show now.
Uh-oh.
We can do this without him once or twice.
Yeah, this is the Wednesday show, and what's the Wednesday show mean, guys?
New news.
Jesus.
Yeah. Some things will never change.
I thought maybe if, you know, I was sitting in the Menti seat, I would like the new news.
No, that's the Maurer seat.
I'm sitting in the Menti seat.
Yeah.
You know what I meant, figuratively.
So what are we talking about this week?
This week we've got Ghost Rider taking over Mephisto's throne in hell.
Okay. Oh, so Fantastic Four is coming back to a comic near you.
Nice.
And we get the return of the original Teen Titans.
Ugh. All right. Let's get started in comic books. Hopefully we don't have time for Teen Titans later.
Oh, come on, don't be like
that. You, Maurer.
You know what? Since I'm kicking off the show, we're going to start it with Ghost Rider.
Ghost Driver?
No, Ghost Rider himself.
Ooh, aren't you excited?
I am excited, except he's already not Ghost Rider, and it's a little weird. So in Damnation number 3, Mephisto throws him off the Damnation Hotel.
The Damnation Hotel.
He falls through the ground into hell.
Since Mephisto dropped him all the way down to hell. I'm sorry.
I'm
already in a 3, 2, 1. Earth 2!
Damnation Hotel.
Oh, but when he hits the ground in hell, the Ghost Rider's spirit of vengeance separates from his body and actually takes its own form.
Does it do that upon impact?
Upon impact.
That's hilarious.
So he's down in hell going, what's going on? Well, if Mephisto is on Earth, that means the throne
is free for anyone to take.
It's free for anyone to take. Hmm. So Johnny Blaze wants to take over hell now. Now, fun fact, this is not the first time Ghost Rider has been the king of hell.
Zarathos?
So here, this is where it gets a little weird. Ghost Rider, do a quick breakdown. Zarathos is who we know as the angel that is in Ghost Rider. Yes, and I did say angel.
Yes.
Back in the day, when Danny Ketch came along, it was Noble Kale, which was a being searching for a power medallion that was fighting Zarathos. Rewriting history a little bit later on in The Road to Damnation, they actually said that it was the Ghost Rider, but didn't name Zarathos for Danny Ketch.
Hmm.
Then in the official Marvel guidebook, they said that Danny Ketch was possessed by the angel Zarathos to be one of the angels from heaven that actually pull all the sinners to hell.
Hmm.
Now, that's a little confusing.
Very confusing. Because I do distinctly remember him and Johnny Blaze being Ghost Riders at the same time at some point.
Yep, because the angel was a soldier and they were both able to have it. Now, throughout the years, it has changed. As we know, comics tend to change things at their whim, whoever's writing them.
Yeah.
But there was a storyline, and I was trying to research it earlier. I couldn't find the exact issues. When it was Danny Ketch and they were about to get this big payoff where he was sitting on the throne in hell, and the comic got canceled. So then they finished this storyline years later in the early 2000s. you know, where he was sitting on hell, the throne in hell.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Ghost Rider Noble Kale. At that point, they had killed Danny Ketch.
Right.
As a thank you, Kale brought Danny back to life, gave him his soul back, and put him on his bike in New York.
Okay.
This is a little different. So we've got Johnny Blaze and the Spirit of Vengeance going on like a buddy cop trip through hell, collecting D-list supervillains to help them. On this list, get this, we've got Flux.
Who?
Do you guys remember Flux?
Aeon Flux?
No, Flux is from the Hulk comics. He was a soldier that they gave a gamma radiation to.
Okay.
And he turned into kind of like a hulking soldier type guy. We've got Jack-O-Lantern.
Who dies like every couple months.
I do remember Jack-O-Lantern. He's like a discount Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Yeah, big Jack-O-Lantern head.
Yeah.
Atomic powers. Not really, but...
Pumpkin bombs.
Pumpkin bombs, yeah.
Yeah.
Joke. The Rose, which is cool because it's Richard Fisk, the son of Kingpin.
Now that's interesting because the last time I saw The Rose, he was in Spider-Man with the Tarantula.
Yes.
I didn't finish that particular storyline, but I'm not sure if he was running out of town, though.
That was like in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cool-looking character.
Yeah.
And then you've got Mammomax, which is a giant elephant guy. He was a member of Exodus's Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. Now, a few fun things to go through.
Mm.
They all kind of make fun of Johnny Blaze, like a hero asking them to help to go take over hell.
Right.
But he gets separated from his motorcycle.
Uh-oh.
As we know, anything that, you know, Johnny Blaze sits on, he can turn into a hell
cycle-ish
type thing. Transportation.
Transportation.
We've seen this in the past.
Yep. Yeah, well, he jumps on the back of Mammomax and gets a piggyback ride, turning Mammomax into like a hell vehicle. So it's supposed to be a fun, it looks awesome. He sits at the throne of hell. But the big thing is, what does this mean at the end of Damnation? We know Doctor Strange is going into space.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mephisto is going to come back for his throne. What do you guys think?
Battle for hell.
Yeah, there's got to be a big battle. I mean, it's so if Mephisto's not sitting in the throne, that means it's up for grabs. And if somebody who wasn't there before, you know, if the denizens of hell, like other people who were like going for that position, they're probably going to try him.
Right,
they have to.
Once he's sat in it, he's now the king of hell.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So there, he now has control over all the minions of hell.
The minions, but there are probably other stronger ones that can dispute his claim.
Now, you give him the power, I guess, you know, the powers of being the devil with the Spirit of Vengeance.
That's major.
So we also have Ghost Driver going on right now. What if this is just Johnny Blaze's new role? He just becomes the king of hell. They get rid of Mephisto.
Well, what do you do with Mephisto at this point? I don't think he can actually die.
And what if somebody takes his place and he can die?
We get him to undo one more day.
Right? I mean,
for those who don't know what one more day
is. What's that?
That is when Peter and Mary Jane made a deal with Mephisto to undo their marriage, basically undo their history, their love.
Yeah.
Mephisto wanted their love. He took it from them and it rewrote history that they never got married.
Good call, baby Huey.
So Damnation's been damn good. Go check it out. Moving on, we've got Fantastic Four.
Woohoo!
They're returning in August. Dan Slott is writing them and Iron Man.
Yes, he is.
And Iron Man, he's on both?
He's on both, so he's doing both of them.
Oh!
It's going to be weird getting them back. Right now, we've got the two-in-one where, who is it?
Yeah, Johnny and Ben.
Johnny and Ben searching for Reed.
Right.
Is anybody reading that?
I am not.
I haven't picked it up yet. I will read that.
That's my point. Who cares about Fantastic Four?
I care about the Fantastic Four. I just don't care about and Johnny.
No. To be honest with you.
By himself.
To be honest with you, I don't think people care about the Fantastic Four as much as you would think they do. They would or should. But you know the Fantastic Four is important. But I think part of it's because they've been out of the loop for so long. Their presence doesn't play too much of a factor, and it won't until we actually get this story.
My opinion on the Fantastic Four is this. The Fantastic Four are to comics as Superman's trunks are to Superman. Yeah, they're iconic. They were there for a long time. They've done lots of really cool things.
But you can
when
do
they're
without
gone,
them.
Did you really miss them?
And both are coming back.
Right.
Well played.
So we'll see what it is. I'm not excited. I might read it. Honestly, I like Ben Grimm more than any of them put together.
I like the solo stories coming because them together. I never really looked at them as like this amazing team that could stop anybody. I always looked at Reed doesn't really fight. He just stays off to the side and comes up with this invention to actually stop the fight while Sue and everybody are putting actual work in.
I more like Mr. Fantastic, but not with the Fantastic Four. I liked him with the Illuminati. I liked him in other types of teams.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He's cool as a brain, but we got enough brains.
Right, exactly. I mean, at this point, do we need Reed Richards' brain?
So we'll see what they bring back. I do like the fact that they're talking about they're losing their powers, not being together. Maybe they can spice up the Fantastic Four and bring new life to the storylines. I just don't want them coming back doing the same thing of a dysfunctional functional family and jealousy and we're done with that.
Well, the funny part about this is you would figure, and I don't know how the story is going to go, but you would figure like Ben Grimm would be all for this.
Well, Ben's the one actually looking for Reed, right?
Right, and he's trying to keep it from Johnny until he actually can find
him. Because Johnny likes being on his own right now.
Yeah, he should be on his own. He's part of the Inhumans team.
Because he doesn't have to be the kid.
Right. Oh, his character in the last couple of years has grown a lot. Yeah. From being the jokester to being actual real hero now.
Yeah, people taking him serious.
Let's move on to some sad news.
Do we have to?
We have to. So we've got Power Rangers number 25. I can't believe they're on issue 25 already.
Is that right?
And we've got Shattered Grid starting. We got that awesome trailer we talked about.
Yeah.
We're finally seeing the storyline. I'm hyped. You're hyped. We saw awesome Tommy Oliver as Lord Draken in the trailer. What happened in this comic?
Spoiler. Tommy died.
Which Tommy?
Our Tommy.
Wait.
Green Ranger.
This book is supposed to be in continuity of the show, right?
Supposed to be.
Supposedly.
Doesn't Tommy appear in 75 other... Power Rangers.
Tommy has been a White Ranger, Green Ranger, Red Ranger, Gold Ranger, Black Ranger,
Purple Ranger.
He was not the Gold Ranger.
Aquamarine Ranger.
That was just Black Ranger.
That was Jason. He's been he's been a ton of Rangers. So this story opens up with the Time Force Ranger. So there's already time.
Hold on, wait.
I see how
we're
this
gonna
is
sit back and we're gonna hear Baby Huey break it down.
Yep.
Break it down.
All right. So this. Issue 25 opens up with the Time Force Rangers. So right off the bat, we already know there's time travel involved.
They're going to comic his ass back
to life. I'm hoping they're going to comic his ass back to life by the time this is all done.
You kind of have to. It's Tommy.
Right. So the time Rangers, their time is being broken apart. And right before their Megazord gets blown up, the Time Force Red Ranger sends the Pink Ranger back in time. And right after Draken kills Tommy, the Pink Ranger from Time Force shows up to help out Kimberly Pink Ranger.
Okay, wait. How does he kill Tommy?
So Kim and Tommy went on a date. Tommy tried to go in for a kiss afterwards, and she said, not yet. So as they're walking away, Lord Draken sneaks up behind Tommy and stabs him right through the back.
Well, that's very Jason-esque.
So he just stabs him, grabs a knife, and stabs him?
He takes Saba.
Wait, why didn't Saba warn his ass, yo, dude, you're about to get stabbed?
There should have been a Tommy no or something.
No! That's because two issues prior, Tommy took off Saba's head. I'm sorry, Lord Draken.
This is so confusing.
Evil Tommy.
We need the Cliff Notes versions.
Yeah.
All right, well, how as a Power Ranger fan, how's the story been? For one issue in... Does it have you?
Oh, it definitely has me. I want to see how this is going to work out, how they're going to fix it. I just want to see what Lord Draken's master plan is.
I want this trade.
You will get this trade.
For me, this is a story that I think is going to be really cool as a one solid unit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is one of those books I don't want to get issue by issue because I know I'm just going to get pissed off waiting for the next issue.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then you have to go back and reread what happened before, and
Yep. So that's it for comics right now. We got Tommy dying, Ghost Rider taking over hell.
Jeez.
Let's move on to TV, where we start off with some crappy news.
What? It's not crappy news.
Fine, then you say it.
You just don't
nope,
like
it. Nope, say it.
So, the original Teen Titans is coming back.
Yeah.
All right, break down the Teen Titans for those of the listeners that don't care.
So, so original Teen Titans, Cyborg, Robin,
Beast Boy,
Starfire, Beast Boy, Raven, that original cartoon that we love so much before there was Teen Titans Go.
On Cartoon Network.
Yes, is coming back. You know, the one that had edge to it and not the poppy, happy-go-lucky.
Not the crap that we have right now.
Right. So, and if you're a Teen Titans fan like I am or like Baby Huey is, then you will enjoy that. So what happened was at WonderCon, Michael Jelinek stated that he can almost guarantee.
He's a co-producer.
Yes. That the original Teen Titans is coming back.
Because we had rumors that Netflix was picking it up, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think this is just going to go on the streaming network now?
I think it's going to end up on the streaming service.
It could. Listen, I don't care where it ends up as long as it actually comes back. That's what's more important.
Now, maybe I'll try watching it again. You guys promised me that Martian Manhunters. Is this the same one?
No, that's no. Young Justice.
Young Justice.
That's Young Justice. Did you watch Young Justice?
I know, because the one girl was annoying.
Oh, my goodness. Watch the show, okay?
You have to give it more than, like, one or two episodes.
I gave it, like, five.
You've watched all of other DC animated properties, and they haven't failed you.
It's true, but I like those characters. Okay, I might watch it again. No, this is good.
No, you won't.
On a scale of one to Moon Knight, how good is it?
Moon Knight.
Beyond Moon Knight.
All right, you're off the show. We have some more sad news. Like, this really is bad news. We lost a beloved character on Arrow this week.
Yeah. Bling, bling, bling. Bling, bling,
bling, bling. I never thought I'd say this. Please come back. No, so Speedy, she gone.
She gone?
She gone.
Oh.
How'd this happen?
So Willa's contract was up this year, and she decided that she didn't want to re-up it. And she asked the producers if they could actually write her off the show in a nice send-off, and they obliged.
Listen, lady, this is a steady paycheck.
It is.
This is a show that's going to last 3, 4, maybe 5 more years easily.
I'm thinking about royalties after the fact.
Right. What other work was she getting before this? Some bit parts here and there.
Supposedly she wants to travel.
Who? What?
She wants to go have a kid is what's happening.
She wants to travel.
So.
Doesn't she travel already? She's a TV star.
The cool thing is we did get to see Roy Harper again.
Yeah, actually, he actually came back for 2 episodes. I thought it was just going to be 1. They actually brought him back for the last 2 episodes.
And the rumor has it he was in his new 52 costume.
Part of it. So the second part where Speedy actually left. They're searching for a map that her father left, and while they're searching for it, since Speedy's wearing his old,
who's her dad? Malcolm Merlin. Who's that?
The demon's head.
Yeah, basically, well, when he died, the magician. One of the coolest characters, I think, on any. Comic TV show.
He was the head of the League of Assassins.
Yeah, John Barrowman is just awesome, awesome dude. So go on.
Anyway, so he left a map for her, and they go off to find it. And it turns out the map actually reveals the location of 3 Lazarus Pit.
All right. Well, there's a chance she'll come back.
There's a chance that she'll definitely come back. So she decided to go off with Roy and Nessa, who is actually Oliver's now ex-wife. And they made fun of it the entire episode, where because he's married now, she was making fun of Felicity the whole episode. Yeah. But anyway, so the three leave together to go find these Lazarus pits.
Now I thought this would be a perfect opportunity for Roy to come back into the fold, bring Arsenal back in, you know, give him that extra oomph, and possibly have Diggle go to Legends of Tomorrow.
I don't want Diggle on Legends of Tomorrow.
Nah, I think he's fine where he's at.
Yeah, he has way too much edge for Legends of Tomorrow.
I might actually watch. Well, Constantine's coming onto that show, so I'll probably watch it anyway now. But
yeah,
and he's also going to be on the season finale, and then he's going to be a regular for next season.
Yes. So
boom, CW.
All right, and good news for the CW. Everything got renewed.
Literally everything.
So when you say everything, let's run this list down. Is it Arrow?
Yep.
Supergirl.
Yep.
Flash.
Yep.
Legends.
Yep.
Black Lightning.
Yep.
Riverdale.
Unfortunately. Yeah, they all got renewed. And here's the weird thing. The ratings on them haven't been that great.
Oh, and Supernatural, too.
Well, Supernatural's...
That was a given.
So yeah. Here's... That I'm going to go on a tangent.
That wasn't going anywhere.
Go watch Scooby Natural.
I'm sorry, what?
Scooby-Doo and Supernatural did a crossover episode. It is the greatest thing I have ever seen in my life.
Is it animated?
Yes. It is.
Sold.
And there's an Easter egg of Scrappy doing it.
Is it really?
Why is there an Easter egg of Scrappy-Doo?
Because Scrappy-Doo is the goddamn man.
Why was he in it?
Well, you know. They worked in well, but Supernatural is supposed to be canceled at the end of every year. Like, not canceled, just end. And they keep going, you want to come back for one more? And they just always come back. I can't believe that Flash is on 5 seasons now.
I know, right? Simply yeah. Just like yesterday.
That just happened, man.
Yeah, so good for them. See, they're getting like 0.7 on the ratings, 0.6, some 0.5. So they're getting like 1.5 to 2.4 million viewers per episode right now.
So they're steady.
They're steady, and advertisers like that. Okay, I know I have this, you know, to work with. It's not the best ratings and not at the top of the charts, but they're steady each week. Even their declines kind of go down and then come back up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling we're going to have Arrow at least through season 10.
You think they're going to last that long?
Bro.
Only 3 more years.
Bruh. Yeah.
You don't think they got 3 more seasons of Oliver in there?
Bruh.
I'm not saying that they don't. I'm just saying that I think they might want to make way for other properties because, you know,
no.
the way they're doing right now, they only want to have a couple superhero shows on right now. That's the reason that Supergirl right now is in a...
At a time. So yeah. They're probably going to have it where this CW Arrowverse could then be year-round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always leading into something. Constantine's coming back. We know that. He's going to do a year on Legends of Tomorrow, and then he's going to have his own show again.
I mean, they could get it to a point where, like right now, they have enough shows where when one goes down, you could play the other one.
What's what they're doing right now? Like Supergirl's on hiatus right now for Legends.
Right.
So, and Legends is going to be done in the next week or so, and Supergirl comes back.
I like that because it's hard to watch all these goddamn shows.
Yeah.
Every week when you have 4 or 5 shows that all kind of tie in together that you're a fan of every week.
Right.
That's a lot of TV time. I would rather them go in phases, kind of what Netflix does. If you look at the Netflix shows, they're all one big show, one big universe, and they just drop off and the next one comes
up. Yeah, but
then
you can't have your major crossovers. Like,
You can still do once those. A year. They've now got it down, they said, where they can just bring them in for that week of filming.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And you don't have to have all the shows running at the same time to do that. You can just make your little mini movie.
Well, yeah, okay. The mini movie I did enjoy this past crossover, which was
a
mini movie.
It was a mini movie. There, yeah. It wasn't an episode of each show, even though technically it was.
Yeah.
It just felt like one long.
It was one constant episode.
Yeah, the tone was the same and all. It was good. Moving on to Krypton.
I enjoyed it. I mean, flat out, I enjoyed it. I went into it thinking, like, all right, I'm not sure what to expect here. And then I really started watching the previews for it the last couple weeks. And I realized that Adam Strange was in it, who does time travel. I'm a big time travel person. So,
listen, Adam Strange, this was more like Booster Gold. Let's just say that off the bat. It wasn't bad. It just didn't feel like Superman. Know what it reminded me of?
What's that?
The first episode of Star Wars, episode 1. It was all just politics that I didn't really want to dive into.
Okay, there is a heavy dose of politics.
So they show Brainiac for like 5 minutes, like Darth Maul.
Not even five minutes.
More like 5 seconds.
Oh, okay.
At the very end.
It seems like they're working up to Brainiac taking Kandor, which Kandor is the capital city of Krypton.
The little that he bottles
that
up.
That he bottles up.
Yeah.
And they show other bottled universes on his ship, which was cool.
Right.
However, there's no superpowers because they're on Krypton.
Really mm-hmm. quick, I'm sorry. I know you're about to go on, but can you give a quick breakdown of Brainiac?
Brainiac, we talk about the time. He's one of my favorite villains. He's all about the quest for knowledge and retaining cultures, if you will, but in a maniacal way.
Yeah.
Whereas he wants to have all the knowledge, and the only way to have all the knowledge is to get rid of everything else.
Right. So he's coming, and they know he's coming to Krypton. Now, I think this... Kal-El's grandfather
mm-hmm, yeah.
was killed because he was searching for other life. They don't think other life exists. I think because of him searching for Brainiac is actually what made Brainiac aware of them being there. So when they get to the end of it, the House of El may be responsible for the destruction of their city.
Well, they were always blamed for it, right?
Kind of.
Kind of, sort of.
So, I mean, Mrs. Maurer loved it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, loved it. It wasn't bad. It was shot well. The visual effects were really good on it. It was a solid looking show.
It was darker than I thought it was going to be, like tone wise.
It had an Angelina Jolie lookalike with blonde hair.
Wait, I don't want you guys to get suckered in. The first episode of Gotham was okay.
This was better than the first episode of
Gotham.
Yeah,
this definitely was. I would watch this more if it wasn't tied to Superman.
Because you kind of know what's going to happen.
Right. There's no real payoff. Unless they do some twists and turns and time travel. Which
we don't know what's going to happen because the time travel is involved.
No, we do know what's going to happen. It's like the Titanic.
Boom, it's going to blow up. All right. Some real quick Gotham news since you mentioned it.
Okay.
We are finally getting the payoff. Gotham is revealing the real Joker next week.
It's Jerome.
Now, Jerome's looking
like Joker.
He's got his mouth split from cheek to cheek. If that's not the Joker, I don't know what is.
But the actor said that he's not the Joker, and the way that they're bringing the real Joker to light is the most brilliant thing he's ever seen.
Now, it doesn't say that he's not playing the Joker.
Ah, that's true. He says Jerome's not the Joker.
Because
maybe it's a twin.
No.
Clone?
Who knows? Comics.
No, because Jerome mentally dies and the Joker is born.
Ah.
Okay.
Cause he's crazy.
Maybe that, who knows? You know what? I think I'm gonna watch.
If you watch this trailer for this episode, okay, you hear voiceover and it sounds like the Joker. That's all in his mind. So I think Features might be onto something.
We will find out at the same Bat channel. Same Bat time. And then Deadpool animated series that got canceled. I know it crushed Menti. We got some more details about it.
It crushed a lot of people. A lot of people were looking forward to that.
So, trying to stay neutral, but Donald Glover's got some sour grapes right now.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you were supposed to helm Deadpool and then it suddenly gets canned, how would you feel?
It got canned because he was biting the hand that feeds him in the show.
He wasn't doing what he was asked to do.
He was trying to be the smart intellectual, bringing it, you know, what he believes into the show. That's not what they paid him for.
Mm.
And then when they say sorry, all they said was creative differences.
He took an Earth 2 approach to it.
And he went...
Whoa, whoa. Don't go blaming Earth 2 for other people's problems, okay?
He went and wrote a fake season finale script, putting them all on blast.
Do we know it was fake?
Yeah, sure? He flat out said he wrote it just for those tweets, and then he deleted them afterwards.
Come on.
Now, he did the same thing when he didn't get Spider-Man. He went to the internet to get his fans all riled up. Fight for me because I've been wronged. Get over yourself, bro.
That is super childish, Gambino.
I'll
give him that all one. Right.
You know, I wasn't a huge Donald Glover fan, but this just made me not respect him that much.
Oh, come on. You got to give the guy his props. He's still a really great artist. He's a very talented writer. He's a good actor. I'm not saying he's the best actor. He's a good actor.
Throwing a temper tantrum every time you don't get a role?
Come on. These aren't just any roles. These are roles that geeks like us would I don't want to say kill for, but maybe you would.
He has a machete literally in front of him right now.
Right.
All right. So, I mean, that's really it. He said, and some of his things, is he made the show too black for them. He said that there was a Taylor Swift episode that they didn't like and wanted him to get rid of.
He wanted that one.
Yeah.
He really liked that one.
Like, I don't know what direction he was going with Deadpool in that. But you gotta, Marvel's owned by Disney. If Disney says do this,
you gotta do that.
You gotta do it.
You gotta stick to Disney script.
Listen to the mouse.
Right? So, all right, let's move on to movies.
Sorry, Mr. Mouse.
Starting with the mouse. The Russo brothers back in the news.
Again?
Well, the movie's coming out. They're always going to be on the news. The
true.
Next 20 years. Avengers 4 title will scare you.
Was it called Avengers 4 The End?
No.
Bauer, you had a really good idea of what this could be.
I really think, and I've said it before, I think it's going to be Secret Invasion, because that would scare the shit out of people.
And it ties right back into Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, they've been talking about the Skrulls and the Kree. You know, we have that Easter egg with Stan Lee talking about the Skrulls. You've got Captain Marvel and the Skrulls. Notice the theme with all the things we've had recently.
But how do we go from Infinity War to Secret Invasion?
After the war's over.
After Cap or Iron Man, whoever dies, they revert to being a Skrull.
You look down and you have that ugly Skrull chin on your face. Now, think about that. You go into the next movie, you've got no clue who's real and who's a Skrull. How many fans would that scare the crap of? Is Bucky really Bucky? Is Cap really Cap? You can change anything you wanted and just say, hey, it was a Skrull.
It'd be a new direction and change, as they've been saying they're going to do with the new phase.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking this for a little bit, but the fact that they now say Avengers 4 title alone will scare you.
That's a little scary.
So you're thinking just the title. What title could give it? Breakout? Okay. New Avengers? Nah.
Nah, not new.
Disassembled?
Disassembled. Okay, that might... Yeah. But no, we already kind of got disassembled.
Disassembled isn't scary. That's more like...
Siege? Secret Invasion? That's something that's going to scare the fans as soon as they read that
and
title.
And I love that whole storyline.
And Deadpool saves the day at the end of that. In Philadelphia.
Minty? Yeah.
Against the Fanatic.
Yep, he was dressed up as the Philly Fanatic in that saving the day.
Shout outs to Philly.
So, all right. In Infinity War news, we have a look at the Iron Spider costume.
The back of it.
Yeah.
Not the back. Let's look at the Iron Spider costume. We see the back.
We see the backpack type thing on a Chinese poster. Kind of looks like an action figure, so who knows what they're doing over there.
It's very armory looking.
Yeah, definitely.
Like more than we've seen in the trailers.
The face looks like a helmet.
Yeah, it should be. It is a helmet.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely an iron.
It's an iron suit. It needs an iron helmet.
So I have a feeling it is made out of the same things that his Bleeding Edge armor is in the movie.
I would assume so. Only for it to be as fluid on him to incorporate the movements that Spider-Man's capable of.
And if you even see some of the scenes where Peter has his mask off, the neckline isn't straight. It's like it's crinkly.
Yeah.
So it looks like it, you know, it came down.
That's a good point. So we've got that. And we've got Captain Marvel in her red, yellow, and blue outfit.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, I didn't see that.
She's very 90s wearing a red t-shirt and blue jeans with some yellow on it. The internet went crazy.
Really?
April Fools?
And
the internet remains undefeated.
We're going to talk about, because we're already over time, Doctor Strange 2. They've got a villain they want to do. They want to do Nightmare.
Okay.
If we do the movie. Now, Nightmare, fun fact, Nightmare's in charge of the Dream Realm. Think of him as Freddy Krueger meets...
Sandman
from the game.
Right.
You know, he needs people to remember him for him to exist. But if he doesn't exist, everybody would go crazy.
Yeah. So that's actually a really cool dichotomy to work with, especially going into Doctor Strange,
too. And it was the first villain in the comics that Doctor Strange went against.
Makes sense.
So it'd be a really cool sequel villain.
Wait a minute. But I want Evil Mordo.
Who says Mordo's not pulling the strings behind everything?
Mm-hmm.
Mordo is not going to be your villain of the week. Mordo is going to be Doctor Strange's Loki.
Yeah.
Oh, you and your mind putting things together, Maurer. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have the first look at Venom. Kinda.
Yeah.
Eh.
Brisk iced tea making a dark cherry limeade, which looks delicious.
Are you more interested in the cherry limeade
kinda,
or the
kinda.
Venom?
But here's the thing. It's got a picture, and we'll put all this in the post. It's got a picture of Venom that we've seen in the other things that have been released.
Right. The other posters and stuff that they've been teasing.
If this is Venom, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Listen. If you guys are happy, I'm happy, but I want to see Venom long jaw with the tongue out. Pause.
We'll get it.
Last thing before we go, and we have to talk about this.
Super excited for this.
Death of Superman has a behind-the-scenes trailer that looks freaking phenomenal. It's kind of vignette on the casting and the story. this whole film is basically the first act of the kickoff to the DC animated universe, which was the death of Superman.
Okay.
We've got Jerry O'Connell coming back for the fourth time.
Mm-hmm. As Superman.
As Superman. Jason O'Mara for the fifth time as Batman. Or has he done it five times before this one?
What's that? Oh, sorry. Yeah, Jason O'Mara has been Batman for five movies now.
Not
five
including
times,
this.
Five times.
Not, well, this accounts for just the Justice League, not counting all the Batman movies.
Okay. We got Wonder Woman as Rosario Dawson coming back. We've got Matt Lanster as Aquaman coming back. Chris Guram, who I loved on the show, Covert Affairs.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
With the chick from Coyote Ugly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Paraboo. Yes.
Awesome. We've got Shemar Moore as Cyborg.
Yep.
Four times now. Nathan Mother Effin' Fillion coming back as Green Lantern for the third time. And then, fun fact, Jerry O'Connell's wife. Do you know her name?
I believe it's Rebecca Romijn. Is it with the Stamos or without?
No, she dropped the Stamos. So is it Rebecca okay. Romijn O'Connell now?
Or
yeah. Rebecca Remains O'Connell?
Oh,
yeah.
Let's just call her Mystique.
Mystique, and Rainn Wilson is Lex Luthor. If you get a chance, watch the behind the scenes. It looks great.
The first teaser picture they put out, it was just showing Superman and Lois Lane standing next to each other. I'm like, oh, okay, they're doing it in this new 52 universe that they've been doing for the last six movies or so. But actually watching this featurette, I'm hooked. I cannot wait for this.
This could be a way for them to switch away from the new 52. Look,
I think when he comes back from this is a two-part movie they're doing. They're going to do the death of Superman and then Reign of the Superman.
Oh, they're going
to
do Reign?
I think I'd be more excited to see Reign of Superman.
So I'm wondering when they do Reign, if they're going to do Superboy.
Ooh.
Because in the comic wise, when they did Rebirth, they showed all the, when they merged both Supermen and put everything back in the continuity, Superboy was not in the continuity.
Hmm.
Or the Metropolis Kid.
Yeah, I like the Metropolis Kid.
I do too.
I know Menti hates him, but he's not here right now, so we can all like it. You know, this is going to be a fun movie. The cast looks, the voice acting looks great.
For all these movies, it's been great. The cast that they've got for these Justice League, Batman, Superman movies have been awesome.
So, what do you say, guys? We didn't need no stinking Menti. Hey, features.
Who that?
Do that thing.
No. Yeah, we might didn't need him for that. I see. Right. I drew a blank. You can find us at
Welcome Fireside.
All right,
pretty
guys,
much
guys.
Everywhere.
You can find us Welcome Fireside pretty much everywhere. Listen, we want to thank everybody that's already shared and
liked, commented,
all that stuff that we really need
and appreciate.
Check us out. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on
Instagram.
Sometimes Snapchat.
Sure. That's what the kids are calling it these days. Welcome to Fireside pretty much everywhere. Go to welcomefireside.com. As always, I'm your host,
Deuces.
Mr. Maurer.
And I'm Features.
Baby Huey.
Don't forget to check us out on the OG Podcast Network at ogpodcast.com. We're OG Podcasts on Twitter. We got some big news coming up with them. We are going to be at the Big Apple Comic Con, hosting some stuff there coming up on the 14th and 15th of April. So check us out there. Come say hi. We'll have some cool stuff to give away. Probably just Chris Pie Fives, but who knows? Deuces.
Deuces!